You want me to do what? I stared intently at my wife, and I saw in her eyes, she wasn't joking. She was smiling at me, but she was serious. So I shook my head. No way. I can't do that. Have you ever been given a difficult task by someone that you loved? Has that ever happened to you? Ever been asked to do something that was so incredibly hard that you wanted to say no, but the person who asked you, you loved, and so you didn't want to say no at the same time? That was the conflict that was swirling around my head right at that moment. What do I do? I hated to say no, but there was no way that I could say yes. See, many of you know our story. Years ago, Jeanette and I struggled having children. It didn't happen easily. We struggled with miscarriages time and time again until, by a miracle of God, Ethan came along and joined our lives. He absolutely loves it when I show pictures like this of him. After Ethan came along, that time we thought, okay, all right, we don't know what was going on before, but everything has worked itself out. We are good to go. So after a little while, we tried to have a second child. But month after month after month, no pregnancy came. So we prayed. We prayed to God with everything that we had. And there were no answers. And finally, after more than a year, finally there was success and we became pregnant. But we waited to tell people. We were a little nervous. We wanted to wait past that three-month kind of tricky period. We made it past that three-month finally. We said, yes, this is it. And so we made it to the fourth month and we were going in to see the doctor. We were so thrilled. It was a beautiful July day and we were going in to find out the sex of our second child. And we went to the doctor. And instead of finding out the sex of our baby, we learned that our baby had died. We were devastated. Eventually, we healed with the Lord's help, and we started trying again to have another baby. And the doctors couldn't tell us why. They couldn't say what was going wrong. But no pregnancy came. So finally, our desperation led us to try infertility help. So we were desperate for a baby. And this led to Jeanette having to take medicine, and she actually had to get needles and shots, and she would give herself a shot in the stomach. And she did that to herself for several weeks, a few months. But that didn't work.